Okay.
So, on with the show, I guess.
Yes, the show must go on.
Indeed.
Okay. So let's start.
Right then.
Oh, it's been an interesting week.
Oh, it sure has been.
Yes. Okay, what happened this week on the Twitters? Okay. Tucker Carlson 10 hours ago. Tucker Carlson called out the satanic left, wet satanic, the satanic left, the population agenda. Basically said, you're the target and don't lie to yourself.
Yep.
President Donald Trump has been ordered to pay $354 million. And to who? Elon Musk asked. To who? There's been nobody that's been wronged. My suspicions is the Democrat donors and the elite. Fresh and Fit did an Andrew and Tristan Tate podcast from Romania, where he basically calls out the hoes and the women for basically saying, "Oh, I want to be a traditional man. I want to be a traditional woman," when that's an utter lie. Because let's be real here, they want to post pictures of them getting married, right? And just so they can show how much of a cucked husband I have. How much did I? I look at me getting having my slave propose to me. But yeah. So what else is there?
Rare footage of Michael Jackson having fun with the children. Are you still there?
Whoa. Is this real or AI? Because we know how AI is.
Michael Jackson?
No, the clip of him and my and kids. Is that real or is that AI?
It's real. He's actually having fun with the kids. And they were laughing. That's.
You mean actually having fun, or you mean
Yeah,
actually?
they're having that, like actually having fun.
Okay, so they're not. He's not having sex with the kids.
no, nothing like that.
Kids.
Thankfully.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. AI is getting so advanced these days, we can't tell what is real or not.
No, but I can guarantee you, I believe the whole shit. But Biden's a corrupt bastard. But yeah, a policeman with an Israeli logo on it. Like Vancouver police have an Israeli logo on their thingy, and I basically said, "That's it. I'm paid by Israel badge." I'm sorry, Canadian. I'm sorry, Canadian, Canada. I don't serve Canadians. I do not serve Canada. I serve the Zionist state that bombs innocent children and mothers, but are just ordinary citizens that are trying to pay their bills and survive. Netanyahu is a scumbag that has no respect for human life. In fact, they seem to love and gloat in the fact that they murdered innocent civilians. They're human beings. Also, also the thing with that with. Did you see the thing with the guy that apparently tried to do like a rainbow coup, do like the freaking March of Revolution, that like the China do like a Chinese liberation front in Russia?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Have you ever heard of Alexei Navalny?
Oh yeah, I've heard of him many years ago.
Nothing to see here, just an undercover video of Alexei Navalny asking MI6 officer James William Thomas Ford for 10 to 20 million a year to start a color revolution in Russia. He was organizing a coup and got arrested. Was he working with the CIA? No, he was working with MI6. Our British intelligence service. No wonder Russia fucking hate us. I would too. If you're trying to do an armed rebellion in a country, in another person's country, I would hate you too. Have you ever wondered why America's enemies with Iran? Why is America enemies with Russia? Jamie?
Well, there has to be some reason that
They're not part of the central bank slavery program of the West of Europe of the Rothschilds. That's why.
Yeah, that's one of my guesses.
Rothschild's enemies are supposedly our enemies. Even though I don't want any wars with Russia. I think Russia is a great country, a powerful country. I think it's fucking suicidal to try and start war with them. They want peace. We want peace. There's no need to fight. The world is big enough for all of us.
Yeah, but the thing is, war is profitable. And that is the sad truth. We don't want to admit it, but that's how it is.
It is. Okay.
That is just crazy.
Quote. Put your dick in my mouth. Sir, you can't read porn. This is basically a meme of it's for children only. And basically, I produce a video of a hearing in North New Hampshire Republican basically reading from an inappropriate book exactly what the meme suggests. I also found this guy that apparently likes this non-binary teacher that basically says, please suck my dick, King. On his TikTok page. Which I thought, well, I'll post it in the chat. I think you'll find it funny.
Okay.
He looks like a beta soy boy, doesn't he?
You already sent that.
Did I?
Yeah. That's...
Oh, boy.
Kids should not know this stuff until they're like in their teens, when they actually get it to an age where they start, when they're about to start dating.
Oh yeah, Apricot, 5 years in jail for cancer cure. Apricot seeds have a natural sugar to attract cancer.
Yeah, I was
cancer,
just looking at that.
And B17 to kill it. Interesting.
It's like the higher-ups don't want society to progress because that would mean they would lose the power they currently have.
Operation Snow... Have you heard of Operation Snow Globe?
I heard of Project Bluebeam, but another
Operation
Snowball.
Snow Globe was the $18 million bribe for Obama to control Hillary Clinton's presidency if she got elected. The same thing he did with Biden.
Like right now?
Yes.
Dang.
You're going to work for us in setting up Hillary Clinton. There was an $18 million bribe that I was to arrange. I think Deadpool's the only movie that might actually save these people. Ever heard of the show Disjointed?
Maybe, but can't remember exactly.
This show Disjointed basically talked about how our system really works. Basically saying, so as soon as we're born, there's a debt certificate basically, and that's how they supply back their currency, by debt. We are the currency. Ever wondered that the US dollar, ever wondered how the per pound stays afloat? We're backing it. Not with our hard labor, not with our taxes, with us. We're the currency. Each time you trade, each time you buy something, you are trading someone's life. Or trading someone. Not or trading off someone's life, basically. So what else is there?
Scooby-Doo. Oh yeah, this is... I'm not sure you'd call it edit, but it's like, there's a video on YouTube. It's an alternative reality where SpongeBob SquarePants was made during the silent era in the 1930s, 40s, whatever. I mean, it looks eerie, but it is scary accurate.
You ever thought that you'd ever see New York hating New York, the city of capitalism, ever do what they did to Trump? If that's not a sign, but if I were a New York billionaire, I would fucking get out of New York for that.
It's not the first time I would ever thought about it. The New York City is certainly vastly different to other people living in the state of New York.
Is Trump even in Billionaire's Row, even own people? So what happens to Trump's properties now? Does he have to sell the business?
I mean,
he has to sell all his real estate. in New York?
Honestly, not sure, because all I heard was a trial case, he has to pay something, but I don't think there's much else coming from it.
Do you think he's actually going to have to pay that? Or do you think they're going to get that down to nothing?
They would want to, because why wouldn't they?
The drain is bank account. Trump, people think, does he even have that much money?
Well, of course he has. He's a billionaire. He's a businessman. Of course,
but does he really have that money liquid though? Yes, he might have it in combined assets, but does he have that fucking liquid? Does he have access to sell the equity? And the price that they say that Mar-a-Lago is worth is hilarious. He bought the property in the 1980s, right? That's 30, 40 years, right? He bought that for $18 million, right? Are we to believe that he's only made maybe $2 million on that? It's like ridiculous. Mar-a-Lago is worth millions, right? It was worth hundreds of millions. Like the role that Mar-a-Lago is on, it's called billionaire's role. It's got so much real estate and so much rich people in that.
But seriously though, AI is getting scary. Seriously, for real.
The US government can solve a murder mystery in Russia prison, but have no answers about high profile prisoner in the US federal prison committing suicide while in protective custody. Did I get that right?
Well, I can't say you're wrong. You're actually on to something, kind of. Definitely so. Can't argue with it, honestly.
What about Assange? What about Snowden? What about McAfee? What about Epstein? What about Maxwell?
It's hard to ignore at this point. I'd be surprised if people are in denial from what's been shown already. That's just reality. No one can handle the truth.
I think they're preparing for The Handmaid's Tale. The National Sheriff's Association confirmed this morning that an estimated 2 million suspected terrorists may have crossed the border and are currently into the United States. Reported William J. investigates an Illinois and U.S. elected officials subsidizing terrorism by spending millions of dollars on the migrant crisis. They arrested Donald Trump 4 times, gave him 91 charges, and fired more than $350 million before a single Jeffrey Epstein client was arrested. Let that sink in. So what else is there?
You heard about the Super Bowl, right? Okay, good for you, because I don't know what the craze is about. After the Super Bowl, roughly 800 private jets left Las Vegas. A couple of them just flown back to LA, which is like an hour's drive away, which is just stupid.
And that just proves that the climate change is a scam.
Yeah. Like, even if there was some attempt to lower the amount of carbon emissions, there has to be some amount of carbon dioxide to feed the plants. Because the thing that gives... The reason why we're still alive is we need oxygen to breathe. Plants give out oxygen. In order for plants to give oxygen to the people, it has to get carbon dioxide from the people. If we eliminate carbon dioxide...
San Francisco appoints first non-citizen to serve an election commission. That's totally not going to end up fucked, ain't it?
No. It's a whole lot of trouble.
Illegal migrants in New York are receiving 7 months free rent, free meals, free insurance, and more. Thoughts? Let's say no. Well, I guess this will happen. People learn through pain or pleasure.
If they did the same thing for the homeless people, like anywhere, then that's actually much better progress than anything else. Because why prioritize foreigners coming into the country over the people that are already living in the country?
Crocodile tears over the death of our treasured CIA asset, Alexei Navalny, they are engaging in illegal imprisonment, torture, and murder of an actual heroic truth teller, Julian Assange. That they're trying to freaking export him. President Trump, if I weren't running, none of this stuff would be ever happened to me. I would have had a nice life, but I enjoy this life for a different reason. We're going to make America great again. Another male swimmer from Rampo College sets another school record in women's event. Now tell me again, this strides women have made when society applauds a man for pushing us off our own podium. Title X literally means nothing at this point. Are they really abusing this man? This guy's trying to use cash.
Who is?
This old man's trying to use cash to pay for his groceries, and basically this bitch is shouting at him.
For paying by cash? Is it really that deep?
He was disabled as well. It's fucking pathetic the way society has gone.
These time travel videos, they're just... It's just a desperate clout grab.
You said there were going to be a time travel thing. I didn't see a hurricane hurricane yesterday.
Yeah. Well, actually, February 17th, it says, which is today, as of this recording. So, I never heard news about some hurricane or tornado.
It's part of it, wasn't it?
Was there? Where?
18,000 elementary students facing suspension if they don't get up to date COVID vaccine. The most insane news you'll ever hear all day. How the fuck is this happening in what used to be a free society? Pure evil. So what happens? When are they going to launch an attack on America?
What kind of attack?
What do you think? When the next 2024 election, they're going to try and blame Trump. Google has connections to Adrenochrome. Google Chrome and another thing is called Adrena. Add that together, Adrenochrome. These companies are evil. Connecting.
The dots are connecting.
Whatever they do, what they do to Trump, right, will be used against us. What they're doing to Trump, aren't you scared of if Eric tries to run? They'll try and do to him. Fucking hell.
That'll be devastating.
What they did to...
Scary times are ahead.
Interesting. I've been on the radio for over an hour and I've talked to at least 10 truckers who are going to start refusing loads on Monday for New York City. Talked to 3 guys that I work with who texted the boss and told him, no, you NYC. Truckers are 95% Trump. 95% for Trump. It'll get overturned on appeal, but you know how fucking hard it is to get one of those. The NYC, cut the bullshit. I'll see you down the road. So what else is there?
Monkey-human hybrids.
Yes. If Bill Gates owning the farmland, McDonald's french fries are grown on isn't bad enough. Well, secret exposed. Who loves a side order of chemicals? The salads are dusted with propylene. Glycol to keep them crisp and fresh, but it's also used in their sauces. So what else is there? Rockefellers are part of the private world central banking cartels that also control the media, defense, and pharmaceutical and other cartels. What else is there?
2030.
What's happening in 2030? Oh, yeah.
Anything can happen for 2030. Things it's a big year for a lot
right
of things.
Now we'll be enslaved.
Seems like it.
Yes. Maybe it'd be better to die instead of freaking living what's going to come.
Die hard and live long enough to become a villain.
Or maybe dying not long enough, die short enough, you won't have to deal with what's going to come. When they seize everything, when the banks take everything, when the cyber attacks happen and all the internet goes off, and all the kids that have grown up on the internet and can't live without the internet. How do you think Gen Alpha will take it when the internet goes off? They aren't going to take it.
I think... Now...
That's the plan.
Yes, but I was thinking, in terms of Gen Alpha, where they are at right now, I think they would lose it, because they're always glued to the screen. Yes. And, of course, they're going to say some YouTube shorts.
They'll blame
kind
it
of
on
memes.
Russia, or they'll blame it on the favor of the week. Republicans like Russia. Most conservatives like Russia. And most Democrats like China.
Yeah, Russia and China have close relations.
But do they really, though?
I mean, they both
yes,
hate the
they
US.
Work in tandem with Pear. Yes, they do deals and that, right? But and yes, they do. They work. It's like the UK and American relationship. We work together, but do we really like each other?
We have to work together to maintain
because
power.
To retain our empire. But do we really like them? Would we give a fuck if they were to get if they were to start civil war? Would we really give a fuck and help them? Probably not.
Nah.
The thing is, America. I don't think America has actually any real allies apart from us. Apart from the UK, I don't think America really has any allies. Because I don't think France would... I don't think any of the countries in Europe, apart from the UK, would help them. I don't think Japan would help. I think Japan would help them because of what they did. Because of the connection with Japan and America. And the fact that Japan was basically ruled by Americans, basically ruled Japan for so long. Is Japan even a country at this point? Or is it nearly just a sub-colony of America? When did Americans give back Japan?
I think it was in the 50s. But I'm not too
Why
sure.
Did they give it back? Why wouldn't they just make Japan a colony of America?
Because otherwise the Japanese people would declare independence anyway.
Would they really, though?
Well, yeah, of course they would. They want their own autonomy with their own people and their own culture. Of course they would want their own independence.
Yet they import so much manga and all that. Yet they import so much culture from technology from us. How deep do we want to go?
How deep down the rabbit hole we want to go?
Should we dive into the Orsini and Medici and the Borgia?
I don't see why not.
Okay. So what is the Club of Rome? Jamie.
Well, Rome has to do something with it.
So what is the black nobility on the pure nomadic bloodlines? And what is the Canaanites?
That's I know the... that the Canaanites are with the
they're the
ethnic group that are currently in the land in the Middle East where present day Israel and Palestine are.
No, the Canaanites are like, they're above everything else. Like, they're really above. Like, the descendants of the Canaanites basically have so much wealth they control the world.
Okay.
But, yeah, the black nobility. So, Club of Rome. Club of Rome basically was an organization that was created years and years and years ago as a way to help shape and control the world and basically help impose certain types of views by certain elite Italians and a bunch of other globalists It's kind of like the Bilderberg group, but more open. The Orsini. Did you know that Orsini helped, Orsini and the Medici helped birth multiple popes? And it's multiple of the Catholic popes in the Holy Roman Church and the Vatican. Vatican popes. There's also links to the black. Ever heard of the Black Pope? And the Pope being basically just a figurehead, and it's a guy above above the Pope, but it's actually the real Pope that controls it, which is supposedly the descendant of the Orsini. The Orsini and Medici became one, and the Conti. It's all, everything leads back to Rome. Who created UK? Rome. The UK created America. Rome, UK, America. Who created the Crown? American Crown Corporation. It's a business deal between the Crown Corporation of Britain and the Vatican. The Vatican, the Holy Vatican. And this corporation is the United States. America is just one big corporation, I'm afraid. And all these taxes that you pay, right? They go to the shareholders, who are the Crown, British Crown, and who are the Vatican. You think we let you get out of independence that easily, my friends?
No, no, no.
No, no, no. We did let you get out of independence, but
we still have years later, to do business year with
later,
us.
A couple of years later, we got our guys in. We were able to take control of your Congress, and we were able to instill a law that basically create a new corporation which become DC. So what year did the District of Columbia was created?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Let's double check. Because around about that time is when the corporation began, was created. Before then, you were independent.
Yes.
Was it 1884, something like that?
1884. I think 1774 rings a bell for me, because that was the year the US gained their independence from the UK, supposedly.
The District of Columbia. District of Columbia. DC isn't really a state. Does DC even have a governor or a senator?
No.
Exactly. The special district. It was created in 1801.
Okay.
1801.
That makes sense.
With territory previously held by the state of Maryland and Virginia, ceded to the federal government of the United States for the purpose of creating its federal district, which would encompass the new national capital of the United States, the city of Washington. The district came into existence with its own judges, marshals, through the District of Columbia Organic. Previously, it was territory of Columbia. According to speeding specific language of the United States, it was 100% square mile. And how much of that? And that DC, District of Columbia, in the US Constitution, by the founding fathers, didn't exist. So DC is not even part of the DC doesn't even, was not created by the founding fathers. So it doesn't exist. And it's not exactly included in the Constitution, is it, really? Is DC included in the Constitution, effectively? Because it's not part of not state. So each citizen of the United States, right, people that live in DC, right, in that district, right, are they technically citizens of America? Because each citizen will be able to, if District of Columbia is a separate thing entirely from America.
Just like the city of London.
It's not a state. It's not a state. So, could you say, are they allowed to bear arms? Are they allowed freedom of speech?
No.
Exactly. None.
Because it's land of control of a national entity.
Process known as retrocession, anticipating the 1850 ban on slavery trading, but not slavery in the district. Washington and Georgetown retained their separate charters for 70 years until the District of Columbia Organic Act of 18. That act cancelled the charters of the town and brought the entire area within the district border under one district government, ending any distinction between the District of Columbia and Washington, making the two terminally effectively synonymous. E.g., making it a country that has no country, making it a state that has no power. The District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871 created a single new district corporation governing the entire federal territory called the District of Columbia, thus dissolving the three major political subdivisions of the district: Port, Georgetown, the City of Washington, and Washington County, and the governments. By the time, the county also contained other small settlements and nascent suburbs of Washington outside its bounded limits, such as Anacostia, which had been incorporated in 1854 as a Union town, Fort Totten, dating at least to the Civil War, and Barry Farm, a large tract bought by the Freedmen's Bureau and granted to formerly enslaved and freeborn African Americans in 1867. Later structured district government provided for a governor appointed by the president for a 4-year term, with an 11-member council also appointed by the president, a locally elected 22-member assembly, a 5-man board of public works charged in the city. The first vice chair of the board of public works was a real estate developer, Alexander Ruby Stripper, a prominent dating legislation from September 1874. Would serve as the second and final governor of the district. The seal of District Columbia features the date 1871, recognizing the year the state government was incorporated. So effectively, DC is not a state.
It's a corporation.
It's London. It's a corporation in the City of London. It's like City of London.
It's to consolidate power.
Yes. Yes. Effectively makes the it has no bearings in the US Constitution, and effectively that corporation has shareholders. And who are those shareholders, may I say? The Vatican and probably the Crown Corporation of Britain, who I'm pretty sure has connections to the UK, is basically being paid by the UK royal family. Hmm. Nobody looks into that, though. District Columbia.
What comes to mind when you think of Jeff Bezos?
Interesting. Rather than bow down to the Cardinal-in-Chief, we are now building an 80-acre base camp in Eagle Pass for Texas National Guard, who are deploying for Operation Lone Star. It'll house between 8,800 to 2,300 soldiers for rapid deployment to all illegal entry and continue installing razor wire all along the border. Damn, I love my state. Come on in the comments, liberals. You whine and bring me joy. Is that a sign for civil war?
What is?
Rather than bow down to the Cadier in chief, we're now building an 80-acre base camp in Eagle Pass for Texas National Guard, who are deploying for Operation Lone Star. That's just Texas. What happens when Florida and all the other 25 states join them? Which they will. Why is he assaulting this woman? This video is disgusting.
What is?
This misses me off. Basically a video of Somali migrant sexually assaulting a white female teen. How is that acceptable?
Violence is never the answer.
Yes.
Yeah, there's people that still do it.
Yes. So anything else you want to add, or are we...
I think that's it.